Հարի երեկո, սիրելի հայրենակիցներ և ռադիո ունգնդիրներ, Ամերիկայի հայկական համակումարի շաբաթական ռադիոժամին։ Խոսափողի մոտն է Միհրան Թումաջյան։ Այսօր երկու բացառիկ հյուրեր ունենք, որոնք պիտի լուսաբանեն հայոց ցեղասպանության հանձնախումբի հարաճիգա ծրագիրներու մասին, և հայերեն և անգլերեն լեզվով։ Առաջին 20 վարգյան հաղորդման մեր սիրելի հյուրն է բարոն Միկո Մելքոնյան, որ կներկայացնե հայ հեղափոխական տաշնակցությունը։ Միկոյի գենսակրությունը անգլերեն լեզվով պիտի գարտամ, և ապա սկսենք մեր զրույցը անգլերեն լեզվով։ I am pleased to have joining us this evening Miko Melkonyan, who is a member of the Armenian Revolutionary Federation, ARF. He is also a member of the Central Committee of the ARF. Miko has been serving on the Central Committee for the past 2.5 years. He has been representing the ARF on the Armenian Genocide Committee Coalition, the AGC as it's known, for the past 2 years. Miko handles public and community affairs for the ARF Western Region on behalf of the Central Committee. Miko has been engaged in political activism from an early age. He's been engaged as a House member and as a AYF member, and also currently as an ARF member. Miko is professionally, by way of profession, he is an attorney. And I'm very pleased to have Miko join us this evening as our first guest on the Armenian Assembly Radio Hour. Pari Yegar, Miko.
Thank you so much, Mihran, for having me with you today. I am glad to be here and very eager to discuss the issues you mentioned with you.
Wonderful. Miko, if you could first, for our listeners, shed light on the mission of the Armenian Genocide Committee. When was the AGC established, and what is its overall mission?
Absolutely, Mihran. A few years ago, as many of our community members remember, we used to commemorate the Armenian Genocide every April 24 by each organization, each church, each entity having some kind of vigil, protest, event to remember our fallen martyrs. Some years back, the community leadership came together, and really it's something born out of a common cause. The idea that April 24 is something that touched and affected every single Armenian, and it's part of our DNA almost. So that's when the Armenian Genocide Community Coalition was born, where all these different organizations, different political and community organizations, as well as the Armenian churches with their various representations, came together in this common cause for this one day a year to unite behind our people and to represent ourselves with one voice in the in Southern California. And to show the people that we will not forget, and that we will remember, and that the Armenian Genocide must be recognized worldwide, and we must achieve justice for our people, our country, and nation as a whole.
And you mentioned certainly this the coalition coming together on the most solemn of days for Armenians, April 24th, each and every year. Back in 2015, during the centennial anniversary of the Armenian Genocide, this coalition did something very, very significant. Could you just briefly shed light on what happened during the centenary commemorative event?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was something that it was profound. Those of you who watched on TV or had the fortune to be present, it was amazing. It was amazing to see all these different organizations, community leaders, politicians, Armenians and non-Armenians, but primarily all these organizations, these historic community organizations coming together and calling on people to just hit the streets to show force and strength and unity of the Armenian people around this issue. And as we were witnessing what was going on, you know, 60, 70, almost 100,000 people, you know, the numbers fluctuate depending on which news source you follow. But if you look at it, you know, look, seeing our compatriots, our brothers and sisters out on the street with that large of a number in a show of solidarity is something that was unprecedented. And it was important because it was 100 years later after the genocide, and the community came together to show that not only did we survive, but we thrived, and we adapted to our communities worldwide in the diaspora, and we've essentially created our little Armenia, no pun intended, in the heart of Los Angeles, where our community can come together and really show the world together, including the Turks, that we won't forget and that we still demand justice for what happened 100 years ago.
Can you shed light on, you mentioned various community organizations coming together to plan and organize the annual commemorative events on the Armenian genocide. Can you just shed light on the type of organizations that are involved? Not necessarily the names of the organizations, but what, you know, what these organizations comprise of.
Right. So look, all of these Armenian organizations have essentially one thing in common, and that is they exist to serve the needs of the Armenian community. You know, some of them serve certain segments, some of them serve the community as a whole. Some do philanthropic work, some do religious, like in case of the churches. So I thank you for not making me name all of them, because then I don't want to forget anyone. But we have the Armenian political parties that have existed for, you know, 100 plus years that are part of this effort. We have community organizations that are that represent certain segments of the Armenian community in the diaspora, whether it be the Bolsahai or Iranahai. We have, like I said, social organizations, philanthropic organizations that are present, and we have the churches. We as well have one of the most important segments of this coalition are the youth organizations, the student associations, the youth organizations of the different organizations that are really our main driving force and our future, that have dedicated themselves to this goal, to this cause, and have been a shining beacon of example for our community and an inspiration.
And certainly, you mentioned earlier about the centenary, and I just want to go back for a second on that. You mentioned the huge crowds that turned out during the centenary. And I recall the city of Los Angeles, the police department, also mentioning that it was, at the time, it was the second largest gathering after a Vietnam War era protest that happened back in the during the war era. So it was a very significant march and rally in 2015, on April 24, 2015. Over on you know, in on Wilshire Boulevard, and there was extensive coverage in the local media, the mainstream media, coverage from the air, if you recall, with helicopters, news helicopters monitoring the crowd. So that was truly a significant occasion for all, not just Armenians, but our non-Armenian friends also. Many showed up that day to march and rally with us. And if you could also just shed light to our listeners about about the type of people historically who have stood with us on stage or start, you know, as of last year when the programming shifted because of COVID to virtual programming, the type of and the caliber of our friends, many of whom are non-Armenian, who have been there standing with us and essentially showing their solidarity. Please go ahead and shed light on that aspect.
Absolutely. You know, our different organizations that have been involved, and there are political organizations that are also involved in the AGC, such as, you know, you guys, Mihran, the Armenian Assembly, and the Armenian National Committee, whose whole mission is advocating and advocacy work, political activism, for our people within the U.S. government on all levels, from local government to state to federal. And many senators, congressmen, going down to city, to state governor level positions, to state representatives, to city and county representatives. We've had people from all walks of life, some with very little of them actually with Armenian ancestry. The vast majority of those types of individuals are non-Armenians, but they've stood with us not just because we're Armenian, but because this Armenian issue is a matter of human rights. Essentially, it's a matter of justice, what's right and what's wrong. And our friends in government, like I said, from senators to congressmen all the way down to local city officials, they've seen that. They've seen Armenians and the Armenian community in Los Angeles as the vast majority of us as people that contribute to society, that we're part of the fabric of this society. And that what hurt us and what affects us as a community, also, to their credit, they've taken it upon them and they've said, you know, we must care. We must care about this issue that really is important for our community. And we've been able to get them. Besides politicians who've been there, we've had Assyrians, we've had Kurds, to name a couple of different nationalities that usually are present and that support us, some Arab coalitions. And again, with these people, we share a common history. We share the same atrocities that we've all faced at the hands of the Ottoman Turks and later on at the hands of the Turkish Republic in the 1920s. And they've all come and stood together with us in solidarity on this most solemn of days, like you said. And it's a testament to the strength and unity of our community. And it shows that our cause is righteous and that we should continue. We should continue teaching our children, and we should continue fighting for justice until we achieve it.
Very, very well said, Nico. I wanted to shift over now to this year's commemorative programming on April 24th and what the Armenian Genocide Committee is planning on doing this year. It's similar to last year, is it not? Last year there was virtual programming due to COVID. Could you please shed light on that?
Yeah, so unfortunately, you know, COVID has upended the world. You know, all of us are still trying to adapt and figure out how to live our lives in this new reality. And last year, we were planning once again a march and a rally for April 24. And right, you know, a month before April 24, around March 19 or 20 is when the world shut down. And we had to switch gears, and we still were, you know, we were organized and we came together and we did the virtual commemoration. This year, while things are still, you know, uncertain as to how COVID is going to affect everyone, we decided to once again to go back to that virtual commemoration, but still bring the community together through that. We will be having a program on April 24 that will be broadcast on Armenian television as well as social media for our community to, at least if we can't physically be together, for our hearts and minds and spirits to be together on this day. On that morning, I should also mention that many in our community know that in Montebello, we have the Armenian Genocide Monument that's been erected. And this year, because the restrictions are being a little lax at this point, we've coordinated with the churches as well as with the Pan-Armenian organization
council.
That
is the
UACLA to come together and have individuals to come and pay their respects at the Montebello Hushatson, at the monument. And there's not a specific program there other than prayers and putting those flowers at the helm to honor and remember our martyrs. This is what we've planned this year. There are other things that are being planned throughout the community, throughout the month of April, and you know, as it gets closer to April 24. Obviously, this is what the AGC and the UACLA are doing. On behalf of the ARF, I'd like to encourage all our people in Southern California to, regardless of which organization they belong to, what they believe in, on this day to find a way to commemorate, to find a way to remember and to rededicate ourselves to this cause, because it belongs to us, because if we don't do it, no one else will. So, you know, attending events or whether it's just, you know, following a virtual event, it's our duty, I believe, at the end of the day.
Right. And the morning of flower laying ceremony and prayers by Armenian clergy. Again, dear listeners, will take place on the morning of April 24th at the Armenian Genocide Martyrs Monument at Bicknell Park in Montebello, and that the address is 901 Via San Clemente in Montebello. 10 a.m. is when most people will be gathering for the service, but everyone is welcome to come anytime that morning and even in the early afternoon to put flowers and say a prayer at the monument. Miko, we have about 2 minutes left. If you could also share your thoughts about this year's commemorative programming in the larger context of the fact that Azerbaijan, a Turkic nation, a brotherly nation of Turkey, and Turkey certainly is the perpetrator of the Armenian genocide and continues its state-sponsored denial to this day. Azerbaijan, backed with the full military and logistic support of Turkey and jihadist mercenaries from Syria, attacked and wreaked havoc on the Armenians of Artsakh, of Nagorno-Karabakh, last year for 44 days, last fall. What is the significance this year? Is there added significance in light of what recently happened to our brothers and sisters in Artsakh in this year's commemoration?
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, if for nothing else, it shows that, you know, Turkey and Azerbaijan are not some obscure or unreal enemies that we just say, you know, a genocide happened 100 plus years ago, so, you know, Turkey's our enemy. No, they really showed us and they showed the world that their genocidal aspirations have not finished. They've essentially put a chokehold on Armenia through Artsakh. And look, I think one of the toughest things to do today as an Armenian is to keep hope in the face of this type of destruction that we faced as a nation and losing vast territories of Artsakh. But we must keep hope. Our nation has seen darker days. We were almost wiped out off the face of the earth. There was a time that we did not have an Armenia. We didn't have a country named Armenia. But today we do. No matter how small, we still have Artsakh that we have to take care of. And it is more important today than I would say any other time for us to come together and in solidarity, show unity, show strength, and show determination that no matter what, we will stand together as a people and we will demand and fight for our rights.
Thank you, Miko. That was very, very well put, well articulated. really, really appreciate you coming on
your
program this evening. And we will be back, dear listeners, with the second half of our show. And our guest, Miran Khachaturian, who with Miko is part of the leadership of the Armenian Genocide Committee. Մնացեք մեզ հետ, սիրելի հայրենակիցներ.